Hello, I'm Associate Editor Jeff Kelly, and here's a roundup of the news, tips, and other resources you'll find this week on SearchSMB.com. SMBs in the U.S. have been slow to adopt IP communications, reports our senior news writer Linda Tucci. But as the cost and complexity of doing business over a single IP network has dropped, SMB adoption of converged communications has taken off, according to a recent report from New York-based Access Markets International Partners, a research firm and consultancy focused on the global SMB market. AMI analyst Sanjeev Agarwal said that as IP systems have become simpler to install and a lot more cost-effective, SMBs are increasingly adopting these products. The SMB migration to IP communications is paralleled by a significant increase in the adoption of managed services as well, the report found. The evolution of the telecom industry accounts for some of the increases in SMB adoption, Agarwal said. Telco and cable companies, as their voice revenue declines, are getting more and more into managed services, so they are providing IP PBX security services, backup services, web hosting, hosted email services, and so on, through the network to SMBs, he said. SMBs, in turn, are looking to outsource key IT functions. Agarwal continued, SMBs are more comfortable with security issues, and the network is a lot more scalable than a couple of years ago. That adds up to a lucrative market. AMI estimates the total SMB IP communications and managed services market at $30 billion for 2007 and predicts a sizzling compound average rate growth of about 15.6% through 2010. Virtualization is a low-cost way to deal with unmanaged PCs. Application conflicts can be minimized, which allows users access to more tools, and business continuity and data security can be increased, which can ultimately help accelerate application development and rollouts. In short, virtualization technologies have a lot to offer SMBs. Specifically, the key benefit of desktop virtualization is that it solves a complexity problem, said Natalie Lambert, a senior analyst at Forrester Research in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Desktop virtualization eliminates the testing of multiple configurations, allows desktops to be reprovisioned easily, increases security, especially in data, and improves system stability, reliability, and management, Lambert said. With support and maintenance costs chewing up 80% of a PC's total cost of ownership, virtualization is becoming more appealing. But before you decide to implement virtualization, Lambert offers the following advice. Understand the varieties of desktop virtualization. Lambert identifies three types: hosted desktops, in which desktop environments are hosted remotely in a data center, either on server or blade PC; PC hosted, where virtual machines are hosted directly on a user's PC; and USB sticks. Understand that desktop virtualization is not the same as application virtualization. Lambert defined application virtualization as an application that runs in an isolated environment on a PC. It communicates with the virtualization layer with the host OS. Application virtualization focuses on reducing administrative and maintenance costs. It also eliminates application conflicts and delivers applications independent of OS configurations. Research the leading desktop virtualization vendors. Lambert noted the leading desktop virtualization vendors, which include VMware, Microsoft, and Parallels. She said Citrix Systems, Microsoft, VMware, Wyze Technologies are the leaders in hosted desktop products. For a successful virtualization implementation, Lambert further recommends the following for SMBs. Break down users into groups based on mobility, resource requirements, and sensitive data requirements. Conduct a pilot program with specific user groups, such as contractors using unmanaged PCs. Consolidate and standardize machines that support the desktop virtualization effort. And conduct pilot projects running problematic applications. Available on demand this week, the expert webcast using network-attached storage to address capacity demand. In it, Randy Kearns will first focus on the problem of capacity demand, explain needs and issues, and offer a solution to the problem. And the second part will focus on NAS characteristics and how it solves the capacity demand problem. Viruses, worms, phishing, rootkits, and all sorts of other malware await email users and organizations that do not address vulnerabilities. In another on-demand webcast, email expert Mike Rothman gives IT managers 10 tips to protect their corporate email servers. You'll learn about the leading email threat vectors that cannot be ignored, the pros and cons of email security services, appliance, and software, selecting a desktop solution versus a perimeter-based solution, protecting intellectual property and private customer data with outbound email filtering, and the benefits of email encryption. Also available this week is our SMB second quarter recap. A look back at some of the advice, news, tips, IT management guides, and special features from the past few months. All these articles, tips, and other resources are available this week on SearchSMB.com. I'm Associate Editor Jeff Kelly, and thanks for listening.